is Charles Hill with your Sunday lunchtime news, sport and weather on RTL Today. There was excellent news this week for the pupils and teaching staff of Luxembourg Lycée Vauban, as they have been ranked the 10th best French school abroad by the e-learning support platform Averroes. Thanks to its pupils' excellent results, Vauban is the 6th best French lycée in Europe and the 10th worldwide. In addition to a 100% pass rate, the school also records one of the highest proportions of honours at the baccalaureate, 93.2%, and nearly 35% of its graduates achieve the distinction grade. The Grand Ducal Fire and Rescue Corps of Luxembourg had another busy night, with 6 road accidents resulting in 2 injuries. The first injury happened at 1:34 this morning, after a car struck several parked vehicles on Rue de Longwy in Redange. Emergency services from Stange and Salem Diffidange attended the scene. And emergency services in Luxembourg City were called to an incident on Rue Daiche at 4:33 a.m, where one person was injured after their vehicle overturned. In international news, hundreds of thousands of people gathered on Saturday in Mexico City to support President Claudia Sheinbaum, as the leftist leader sought to demonstrate her continued popularity following a month of political pushback and major protests. Authorities said around 600,000 people gathered in front of the National Palace, where Sheinbaum lives and works, to chant in support of her policies, and she addressed the crowd to thank them and the vast majority of young people who support her efforts to transform public life in Mexico. A fire at a popular nightclub in the coastal region of Goa in India has killed 25 people, according to local officials. Most of the victims are believed to be staff at the Birch by Romeo Lane nightclub, located near a popular beach. Tourists are also said to be among the dead. Police believe a gas cylinder exploded in the club's kitchen, causing a blaze to rip through the venue on Saturday around midnight local time. And Russia continued its airstrikes on Ukraine overnight, hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he had a very constructive phone call with Donald Trump's negotiating team following 3 days of talks in Florida. Early on Sunday, the mayor of Kremenchuk, a major industrial hub in central Ukraine, said that his city had been repeatedly struck in a massive attack. No deaths have been confirmed so far. Moving on to sport. Today sees the climax to the Formula One World Championship, which could hardly be better set up as the 3 title contenders qualified together at the front of the grid for the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Red Bull's Max Verstappen took pole position after a fantastic qualifying session, with the favourite for the championship, McLaren's Lando Norris, alongside the Dutchman on the front row, taking a 12-point lead into the final race. The Briton's teammate Oscar Piastri starts third, 16 points off Norris in the standings. And in the English Premier League, Liverpool striker Mohamed Salah says he feels like he has been thrown under the bus by the club and that his relationship with head coach Arne Slot has broken down. He was an unused substitute in Liverpool's 3-3 draw with Leeds on Saturday, marking the 3rd straight game he has started on the bench. The Liverpool forward aired his feelings in an extraordinary post-game interview, which will add to the pressure on Slot after Liverpool's poor run of form continued. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. And now for the weather. It's overcast, grey and drizzly, with heavier rain set to move through in the afternoon. The only positive is the temperature, which is quite mild. It's around 8 degrees now, and it will rise to 12 degrees as the day continues.